This is an executive summary of Understanding DST Projected Returns and IRR, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you evaluate DST properties, you'll encounter return projections, a cash-on-cash yield, an internal rate of return, IRR, maybe an equity multiple. These numbers are useful, but they're easy to misread, and they're never guarantees. A DST's total return comes from three sources: the current distributions you receive during the hold, the appreciation realized when the property sells, and the debt paydown, amortization, that builds equity if the DST uses financing. Cash on cash return measures only the first of those, current income, while IRR attempts to capture all of them, weighted by timing. Both rest on a chain of assumptions about occupancy, rent growth, expenses, reserves, debt service, and the eventual sale price. Change an assumption and the projected return changes with it. This guide explains the difference between cash on cash and IRR, how DST projections are built, why returns aren't guaranteed, how to stress test the assumptions, and how to compare DST offerings fairly. Every return, yield, and IRR figure discussed here is a projection, not a promise. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and actual results can differ materially. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.